He wants to prevent competition from turning into conflict. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's one of President Biden's goals, meeting now with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
And to find ways to work together on urgent global issues that require our mutual cooperation.
Fox's Peter Doocy's in Indonesia, where the two are talking ahead of a summit of G20 nations.
Some of those urgent global issues for the president: a potential Chinese takeover of Taiwan, Chinese human rights abuses, and China gaming the world economic system. And whatever issues Xi has with the United States, he plans to air out as well.
In this time and age, great changes are unfolding in ways like never before.
Ukraine's president is in Kherson, the city liberated after a Russian retreat.
One of the biggest wins for Ukraine in this war has been forcing Russia to abandon the only regional capital it's managed to conquer. And after a weekend where soldiers were greeted with hugs and flowers, there was a warm welcome for the president as well. Volodymyr Zelensky greeted soldiers and thanked NATO and other allies for their support.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Kherson's in bad shape. No power, no running water, food and medicine shortages. 6 days after the elections, votes are still being counted, with 18 House races not called yet. Republicans remain confident they'll win at least six of them to take the majority in the next Congress. Democrats have kept Senate control, with Catherine Cortez Masto's narrow win in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt.
When the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
There still is a Senate runoff next month in Georgia. The search is on for a killer around the University of Virginia after a shooting late last night in Charlottesville. Three people dead, two injured. Police say the suspect is Christopher Jones Jr., an ex-UVA football player. Classes are canceled. Students told to shelter in place. Classes also canceled at the University of Idaho the day after four students were found dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
What went so wrong? That is a big question in Dallas, Texas, where a mid-air crash ruined an air show over the weekend, killing six people.
The mid-air collision of a World War II-era bomber and a fighter plane was witnessed by as many as 6,000 people at the Wings Over Dallas air show. A cause has not been determined, but investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are leading the inquiry. Michael Graham is an NTSB board member. He says because they were vintage planes,
neither aircraft was equipped with a flight data recorder or a cockpit voice recorder, often known as the black box.
Graham says a preliminary report may be available in about 6 weeks. A full investigation can take up to a year and a half. He also requested photos or video from spectators that may aid the investigation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall to start the week. Dow futures down nearly 100 points, coming off big gains last week. On Sunday night football, San Francisco beat the L.A. Chargers 22-16. Earlier,
Tom Brady is now 4-0 in his career in international games as the Bucs beat the Seahawks 21-16 in Munich in a game that featured a goal line stand, a fumble snap for a touchdown, and a game-tying field goal, all in the final minute of regulation. The Vikings beat the Bills 33-30 in overtime. The Bills now in a second-place tie with the Jets after the Dolphins Dolphins, the new AFC's leaders, down Cleveland 39-17. The Packers snapped their four-game skid, beating former head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys 31-28. Dallas finds itself in third place behind the Giants, who beat Houston 24-16. Jeff Saturday won his debut as Colts head coach, 25-20 over the Raiders. Matt Ryan back at quarterback in that game for Indy 2 weeks after being benched. Sunday's other winners, the Steelers, Cardinals, Lions, Titans, and Chiefs. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
In the NBA, Joel Embiid scored a career-high 59 points in the Philadelphia past Utah 105-98. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.